This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. First of all, call-in line is 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. And also, you can get to our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. So A as in Apple, the numbers 2 and 1, and R for radio.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com is, of course, the state of the future, clearly the state of the future, and it's going to be happening. It is happening right now. It's not going to be. It is happening. There is process in play, and we are part of it. It's an amazing journey, this formation of New California. Okay, we've got this whole situation breaking out in Oregon. There's going to be a protest on Thursday, 6:30 a.m. protest. We're still awaiting news and information on that, so if we get it during this hour, we'll be more than happy to read it to you and post it up at our website, Agenda 21 Radio. The Oregon senators, at least 11 of the Oregon senators, have fled the state. They have absented themselves from the state capitol. They don't want to show up for a quorum call. A quorum would be 20 in their state senate. And right now they have only 18 available for the quorum call. Hence, they cannot vote on this all-important carbon credit scheme and scam, similar to what they have with California. California introduced this carbon trading scam back with AB 32, I believe it was, several years ago. Under Schwarzenegger, he basically piloted that whole thing. And it's a global carbon trading system where you trade carbon credits. And with us right now to help explain all that, because it's so pivotal to what's going on in California, and certainly with California's economy kind of going haywire, is Chris Street. Chris, what are your thoughts of this whole thing going forward with these senators who have absented themselves?
Well, Paul, this is one of the greatest scams in the world because it's basically selling the air for something that doesn't exist. I mean, isn't that the greatest tax in the world? You actually come up with a scheme that is in nature, and then you find a way to tax it. And in fact, the tax is very depressing to manufacturing, other kinds of businesses that use electricity, because the biggest payer of these cap and trade credits end up being public utilities. So it's really a double dip, Paul.
Well, you know, this is what I was telling people in the last hour. This whole scam of carbon trading is a scam that we've been watching for a number of years. In fact, you had I believe with Katie Grimes, you guys went down and tried to sort of get in to see what the trading looked like the very first trading day several years ago. But they kept you out. No public.
Well, they kept us out because there was nobody there. I mean, they had all these people, and the phone wasn't ringing. It was most embarrassing.
In other words, people at that time had seen through the whole thing. But now,
right.
They're desperate to get this carbon trading scam up and running. I mean, it's running in California, and as you said, it's destroying, like I said last hour, it's destroyed the middle class. It's destroyed manufacturing in California. And we've gone along with it way too long. And Oregon sees this coming, and they don't want this to happen to businesses in Oregon. I think the state legislators on the Democratic side, they want to push it. Now, here's one of the things that came up in the comment. We can play this comment a little bit later after we get through this. But one of the Oregon senators said that, I guess it was Steve Ducey from Fox News, as he was talking to the senator, said all the California legislators are calling and wanting Oregon to pass this whole bill so that they can buy some carbon credits. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Paul, you know, this generated $4.4 billion in state revenues in 17 quarterly cap-and-trade auctions, and the best part of it is since 2012. And the best part of it is this is completely discretionary money. I want to repeat that word, discretionary. This is used to be called, you know, Christmas ornaments that politicians gave to crony capitalists to get support. I mean, this thing is just really abusive in California.
Well, and of course, that's why they see that in Oregon. They understand what's going on in California. And they look at the logging industry in California, which has just all but been destroyed. The carbon footprints that they talk about. I mean, all this stuff is complete hoax and fraud. I guess the question is, as you look at this whole scheme, because you're a trader of, you know, stocks and bonds and everything else, but when you take a look at this whole scheme, how does it float that they can even do this legally? It is the big question.
Well, of course you can do it legally. You just have to pass a bill.
Right.
I mean, when you have super majorities in legislatures, you know, you can simply pass a bill. Now, this, you know, voters can turn around and repeal those taxes or repeal those bills. But as we've seen in California with the gas tax, when it came time for the Republican Party to actually put $6 million up in July of 2018 to repeal, you know, the very unpopular gas tax, they stopped putting the money in because they appreciate the crony capitalism like the Democrats do. In the case of Oregon, they understand that, you know, voters in California smacked the Republican Party out of existence after they didn't support the gas tax repeal. Oregon Republicans got the memo.
Right, right. So now they're set with the whole walkout, and they have, I guess, until the 30th of this month, just a few days from now, to
That's
stay out
That's
of the state, and then the session's over. And I haven't read the bill, actually, that they're actually complaining about. I haven't even looked at it, but from what I understand.
It's identical to AB 32, essentially.
Yeah, that's what I was told this morning. We have some sources that have been contacting us. We're pursuing, hopefully by tomorrow, we will have one of the senators, if not two senators, with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. The Oregon people that we've been in contact with through the Malheur and the Oregon Josephine mine business have just gone absolutely ballistic over this. And I doubt if the state police at this point in time, maybe not, are actually actively looking for these guys because they figured that they're out of the state. This is something that we could possibly see here in California as Harlan Reynolds proposed in his article about how New California could actually happen if there's a financial collapse of California. And in the 30 seconds that we have here in this segment, you're talking about the financial collapse really starting to pick up speed in October, November.
Right now you're having a banking crisis in China. Three Chinese banks are going having a financial crisis. And anytime China gets, catches a cold, California is going to catch pneumonia. Remember, California won when the rest of the country got destroyed by the Obama policy. So, trade with China was good crony capitalism for California, both Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to come back to Chris Street and talk more about this influence of China in the whole markets and how it plays with this carbon credit scheme in Oregon, which is probably very much identical. I haven't seen it. To what we looked at with AB 32 here in California. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
he's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about this runaway Oregon Republican situation, where the Oregon Republicans have run away from the legislative responsibilities. Why? Because they're protesting this California Air Resources Board, or CARB, AB 32-like bill that they have up there, which is going to, of course, tax the air. One of the biggest farces to hit the planet, and they've done it here in California, introduced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we have Chris Street with us here, and we're talking about the collapsing economy of California, because we find out that the legislators up in Oregon are being pressured by California legislators to pass the bill, a like bill that's like California's AB 32 in Oregon, so that they can create basically an energy conglomerate or region trading, buying and selling of carbon credits, which of course is a big scam and a big scheme. But you mentioned, Chris, China and what's happening in China and what's going to be happening in California.
Well, that's right, Paul. You got to put in perspective that China's growth factory of the world was something that, you know, sort of was engineered by California and others who really believed in a post-industrial America. Remember that, post-industrial America. And part of that post-industrial America is that you could stop spending lots of money on infrastructure in rural areas, and you could take that money and run it basically through the cities and along the coast. And that's really what's happened. It's, you know, this is all about money, Paul. It's not, they're not, you know, there's really not a lot of politics involved in this. It's just all about money.
Well, it's interesting that you mention taking infrastructure money and so on from the rural areas, and that brings up, of course, the red flag of Oroville Dam, the roads of California, which I've seen a lot of the roads in the last week or so of California, miles upon miles of roads. But and of course, in many places, the infrastructure looks terrible, bridges and so on. That's probably one of the biggest problems. But the taking away from rural areas is exactly what these people are standing up against, because it just so happens that all 11 or 12 of these Republicans are all from the rural areas of Oregon. So basically, they're putting up the fight right now to save the rural areas.
Well, Paul, to put in perspective here, you know, the cheapest gas in California in the United States is $2.23 a gallon. How much are you paying? Most people paying in California close to $3.75. So, you know, all of that is your government trying to help you. Remember the $2.23 they pay in Mississippi and South Carolina, that already has the federal tax. It's the state taxes on top of it makes the big deal.
Right, right. And therein lies a major problem for everybody.
Right. Put it in perspective, just hold your hands on the 10 and 2 because you're going to enjoy this. Oregon pays electricity rates of 10.66 cents per kilowatt. You got that? About 10 cents, right? California pays 19.3 cents per kilowatt hour. You know, we're talking an 87% or 88%, you know, excess tax because those higher rates, California is an energy state, Oregon is not. Those higher rates are all taxing the air.
Yeah. Taxing the air.
That's, and remember, the auto people have to buy these credits to sell cars in California. So you're paying an extra $600-$700 a car in California. It is the, what's the right way to say it? If you're a crony capitalist, you know, this is nirvana.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody's trying to become a crony capitalist in California by buying up all these. You know, this is very similar, this type of trading scheme, as to what they've got with water credits and also land banking. Isn't that correct, land banking?
Well, absolutely. I mean, somebody owns a bank, right?
That's right. And the bank is land.
I mean, there are so many scams, so many people making money off this. You know, it's not about the little people. You know, these are rich folk. You know, Nancy Pelosi, rich lady, lives in a big house.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't quite understand. What this marketplace that they're playing in is only for the rich. Yeah, I mean, it really is. I don't know. Can I, as a person, just run around? I was looking at some of these carbon trading and carbon credit dossiers, if you will, with some of these environmental companies out there. Can John Q. Public just open up a trading account and trade in carbon credits? Is that the way it works, just like Les Schwab or something like that?
Well, you can actually open an account and buy them or sell them. It is sort of like Schwab, I guess, except this involves, you know, millions and billions of dollars. Most people don't have a billion-dollar trading account.
You
unwashed masses there, you deplorables, you flotsam and jetsam. You're supposed to pay, not get.
Yeah, that's
your family clear. Really needs this, right?
Right. That's abundantly clear what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
Abundantly clear. I guess the bigger question is, at some point, now you've been watching this scheme kind of falter along. We know that, I guess it was Australia, I don't know if that was in Perth or Sydney, they had a bank or a trading office for this international scheme. I heard that closed down, and now you have the center of the universe, California. And I guess
the term is it went bye-bye.
Right.
finally, you had people realize what they were paying.
Right.
Because when you start to tax the air, you don't, you know, they keep going up.
Yeah, we need more air.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you have a little dial there. You go click, 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 and you can keep upping the tax because, you know, you really need these. You really need to be paying 87% more for electricity. You really need to be paying, you know, 70% more for gasoline. That's good for you.
Right, right. And,
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing that people put up with this. But the rewards are so big. You know, the crony capitalists are on the necks of the Democrats to get that money.
So I guess the question is, what stops these types of programs?
Voters, rebellion, or New California?
Aha. I see.
I mean, remember, a big part of how New California is going to buy its way out of this, because California has about $147 billion general fund budget, okay? They have revenues to cover that budget, but according to an article I wrote by the Public Policy Institute of California, in a severe recession, they could have up to $132 billion of lost revenue over 5 years. Now, remember, the entire payroll for the state of California and benefits is under $10 billion. That just means 14 years. You just got to fire people for 13 or 14 years.
keep
how leveraged it is.
So, and again, I'm going to go back to this PPI thing. We covered this last week. And the significance in going back to last week's discussion and bringing all this forward, there were three scenarios that they put out as possibilities for California, a slight, moderate, and major recession. Those were the three categories. And even with a slight recession, as I understand it, that's cataclysmic to the California budget. Is that correct?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and the real issue is that the cataclysm is not just a little bit of a problem. It's a problem that's going to last for years. This isn't just one big, you know, amazing dive down. This is a dive down that continues to cycle back and forth for 3, 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in this problem for a long time, and that truly is the issue.
Gotcha. Okay, hang on. We got Chris Street for one more segment. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He keys on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. And, Chris, on looking at the crystal ball again, your forecasting has been spot on all the way through this whole process in New California and beyond. I guess the bigger question, between now and then, and again, my understanding, between now and when that happens, let's say later on in the year.
Well, look, Paul, let me tell you about the then, okay?
Okay,
Paul,
go ahead.
We had some knockdown, drag-out fights after 2016. When I said California is not going to go bankrupt, you said, but with Trump, but. The bottom line is Trump was great for California because that tax cut and all those things the Democrats hated, you know, goosed the economy in California big time. We are still benefiting from that. The problem with something that gets goosed, you eventually have to have a usable goose underneath, you know, the excitement. And the bottom line is California is insolvent. It's insolvent on a cash flow basis. If it didn't have capital gains, which are extraordinary, you know, taxes of around $15 to $18 billion a year, you know, they'd already be in bankruptcy and default. That game is coming to a close because, you know, the Trump tax spike of the economy was in 2017. We are now in 2019, And all of that that was good is starting to be bad, because these people, once they get revenue, they don't, you know, bank it, they spend it.
They spend
the California
it, yeah.
Reserve is a joke. I mean, it's based on projections that California will miraculously never have a recession. There have been four major recessions in California, one of which, the last one, was a doozy, and the two prior ones would have put California into bankruptcy. Only one out of four of the last four recessions, you know, the state can financially handle. So we're talking about big time problems. When I'm talking about, you know, a little bit of problem, California's California for All budget by Gavin Newsom. Don't you love that term?
Yeah, I like all? That. Right.
California for All, except the California for All doesn't include you, me, and anybody listening today. No. Is that a detail?
Minor, just a minor detail, of course.
Now, I'm sorry, I understated the problem. I apologize.
Right, right.
It's actually 173 to 185 billion over 5 years in a severe recession, and it's 28 to 36 billion over 3 years in the most modest of recessions. We only had one like that, and that was in 2008 and 2009. Because you still had, you know, social media coming on board in Silicon Valley, and California, you know, by destroying the Rust Belt, you know, all those jobs throughout the Midwest.
Right.
California had the ports and the nexus with China that we benefited, you know, in some nasty way as the rest of the country took a dive.
Right.
But you know that teeter is tottered. It's China that's having the bad economy, and as I said, if China gets, you know, catches a cold, California is going to catch pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of the big questions is, and this comes into the reportability of California, because I'm still hearing, and I know this is all anecdotal because I'm hearing it from my people as I travel around the state. Like, I was in pretty much the Central Valley this last weekend and heard a lot of conversations in various counties down there about the state not paying their bills on time. And this is just, these are people that are miles apart, that have never talked to one another, that have government, you know, relationships. And they've been hearing that they haven't been getting paid, or their corporation hasn't been getting paid. This is now becoming a louder and louder drumbeat that we're hearing it over time.
Check now, in the mail?
Yeah. But the other part of it is, what about the controller's office? They have still failed to been reporting what the income is for California's tax receipts, as I understand it, at least for the last 3 months.
Well, they're reporting the data. They're not reporting the analysis, because if they reported the analysis, they'd have to say things that would probably get the state downgraded in their credit rating.
Gotcha.
You know, once states get downgraded in credit rating, you know, that's that constant you know, blood, the vampire blood coming in. Once you cut that, once you admit that you have a little problem here, you know, Houston, we have a problem. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, California has a problem. The controller's putting out the numbers. She's just not giving the analysis anymore, because if she analyzed this in a traditional fashion, she'd come to the same conclusions that the Public Policy Institute of California came to, that there's a 75% probability that the state's next recession will result in a severe financial crisis or worse.
So you're having to extract the data yourself to make your own analysis.
I always do it, Paul, but I mean, most people
right.
aren't, you know, aren't going to sit down for 2 hours and pound, you know, hundreds of data sets. That's just what I do.
Right. On a good afternoon, that's what
Chris does. Some everybody, you know, I don't play golf.
Yeah,
I was just going to say
Chris doesn't play golf, but he plays statistics.
I think, you know, it's what it is, you know. I mean, you know, as long as I have some coffee, as long as I have some coffee. Every once in a while, a couple of eggs my wife throws at me. You know, I'll sit down for hours do this.
Okay, well, you know, everybody's got their thing. You know, I do 3 hours of radio every day, so that's my thing. But, you know, I guess at some point, and this you brought it up about the credit rating, and that's where I was going with all this, is at some point in time, California's credit rating is going to have to suffer or will suffer. Explain quickly to the audience what that credit rating looks like for a state, as an example. And who?
Well, right now, California has a double A minus credit rating, which is an incredible rebound from BAA, the rate just above junk in the last recession. But remember, at one point, 40+% of California's revenues, almost 45%, were coming from the federal government. I mean, Barack Obama was really good to Nancy Pelosi. You know, I keep saying Nancy Pelosi is one of the greatest entrepreneurs in history. Man, she knows how to mine the federal government. She knows how to mine the air. I mean, these people really generate lots of tax revenue and spend it on their friends. So, you know, during the last recession, while the rest of the country was really suffering, California was getting approximately, and still today gets approximately 33% of all TANF. You know, that's the old food stamp program, and 31% of all Obamacare subsidies in a state with about 10.5% of the population. I'd call that punching above their weight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, obviously. But a credit rating, let's say, of BAA would be above junk.
Just barely above junk. That's right. The problem is, Paul, normally you don't, you know, you get downgraded, and then you get downgraded and downgraded, and then you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, the states are in trouble right now are Connecticut and Illinois, and it's amazing that you still can offer municipal bonds, and some idiot out there will still buy them as long as they're not junk. The moment they're junk, you know, if I'm your money manager and you're hiring me because you want higher returns, mm-hmm. you know, I can buy really crummy bonds and show, you know, a better than market rate return and tell everybody I'm a genius. The problem is that if they default, it's another story, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this,
I mean, this is Bob Citron back in Orange County in the day.
Oh yeah.
You know, who bought you know, invested in safe treasury bonds. He just leveraged them by 600%. Detail.
Minor little detail. Anyway, Chris, thanks for being with us, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Always fun, Paul.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Boy. the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We're waiting for, still waiting. I know people are listening, but we're waiting for the information to come to us about, we'll try a different email account. How's that? That's probably a pretty good idea, I think. If we do that, we could probably figure it out to see if we have the information that we need about all this stuff. Home sales slow, consumer confidence is down. That's the latest right now that I picked up on the headlines. Economic trouble in MAGA country. Poll voters most excited by experience in office. Two nights, five moderators, 20 candidates. Can NBC pull it off? I'm sure they can. They'll have to, right? They'll have to. So, CBO projects unprecedented debt of 144% of GDP by 2049. Trump slump hits big media. Online cable views shrink. Okay. I think they're shrinking for a number of different reasons, not Trump slump. I think that the cable thing is happening because people are not happy with the overall picture and perspective of what they're getting out of the big King Kong Fox News. Because King Kong Fox News is just everything Democrat. And I mean, you know, it's not healthy to show conservatives everything Democrat all the time because they just turn off. That's my opinion. Now, this is a Trump slump hits big media. And this is why I'm going to say this. I have not, this is a cold read, but I saw the headlines on this last night and I said, okay, let's check it out. But now I'm checking it out. It says top news executives tell Axios that a real Trump slump is hitting digital cable and more. Why it matters, the shock factor around President Trump's unplanned announcements, staff departures, taunting tweets, and erratic behavior is wearing off, and media companies are scrambling to find their next big moneymaker. And executives tell Axios that Trump fatigue is very real. Interest in political coverage overall is down, which is spurring investments in other beats like technology and global economy. Democrats don't appear to be the lifeline media companies are hoping for or hoping can fill the gap for diminished Trump interest. Executives say they expect this week's debate ratings to be nothing like the ratings in the 2016 Trump debates. Be Smart says part of the problem is that 2020 Democrats don't have a knockout media star to drive interest in the election. To date, the Democrats' biggest media attraction has been Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who isn't running for president. Other candidates split the spotlight in the crowded Democratic field. This is what we were talking about earlier. And by the dumbers, digital demand for Trump-related content, number of article views compared to number of articles written, has dropped 29% between the first 6 months of the Trump presidency and the most recent 6 months, according to the data. Ah. Says evidence that Trump's social media star power was also beginning to wear off surfaced last month when Axios reported that his tweets were receiving less than half the engagements than when he, that'll all come back. What's happening? I think people are getting confident in when you see confidence building in the economy and all the way around, and you just get kind of battle fatigue about the negatives. Out here in California, you see that all the time, battle fatigue. People are just beat down, especially if you're a conservative, because of all the things you see, and there's no stopping it, right? And you think that there's no option out there, and of course that's not the case at all. That is absolutely not the case at all. What we have is we have a situation where we have alternatives. And you heard Chris say the first thing there, you know, that there's New California as an alternative. I mean, you can go out and vote, right? You can change the legislature, or you can form New California. And, of course, none of the first two you can't do. There's no getting around that. You cannot change the vote, and you cannot, you know, change the legislature, and you can't, you know, stop this train. So get a new train, and that new train is, of course, New California. So I think that there's a lot of mismatch going on, and I think that the Trump bump that supported the news industry through, now listen, the Trump bump through difficult economic times is not sustainable. I don't agree with that. And the reason why I say that, that there's less focus on Trump was, of course, by Fox News. And it's Fox News that carries the day with all this stuff. And if Fox News, which is the biggest digital provider, is focusing on these Democrats, you're going to lose. And they're losing. This is the fact. Because it's all, you know, basically it's all Democrats all the time. I mean, how many town halls have they had for, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand? Now, what's she up to? You know, and these people all do nothing but trash Trump, and they trash Fox. And you know what? You've got a lot of conservatives that say, yeah, Fox, you need to be trashed. They're going to support the president and say, why are you trashing? Why are you allowing them to trash my president all the time? Now, I understand you want to be fair and balanced. Be fair and balanced. You can do that. But this is like over the top, where it's always, always, always the Democratic mantra, much of it socialist, much of it serving the socialist agenda. That if it, that's my impression about all this stuff. People are turning off that our media, at Red State Talk Radio and Agenda, we're going through the roof. Are you kidding me? And to me, that's because, you know, we're telling the truth. We're getting the real news out there. As an example, this whole story with Oregon. No one's covering this. No one is covering it out there. Well, except for guys like me. Phone's ringing. See, that's because we're so popular. If you know what I mean. Anyway, this is quite a big departure, I think, for Fox News to be doing this. And I think it's hurting them. I think it's hurting them. Will they come back to drive ratings up? I think so. I think they'll come back, and I think they'll try to do that. But in the meantime, everybody's got to endure it, right? I mean, we already know the mainstream media is not really listen too much. That's a problem for them. And they shouldn't be listened to on Fox News. At least they're propaganda. Anyway, that's my opinion. I can have one, you know. So can you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza Cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to the final segment of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. A lot of things going on with New California. You want to become a member, go to the membership category. You get all kinds of special goodies and treats when you become a member. It's very, very simple. And also, go to Sign Up Genius and sign up. Sign up on New California's Sign Up Genius. And if you register your county, get in your county, get excited about the things that are going to be happening in your own county, have your own meetings for New California. This is a way to establish yourself within your own community. We're going to need your community influence, and we're going to need the big players that are there that are going to be making the requirements of the county people all throughout the county. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on Agenda 21 Radio, and of course we're going to be definitely following it. We're going to follow up to find out what's this is all kind of secretive things with these senators. A lot of people might not realize it. We do secret things around the radio shows every once in a while. In fact, we do secret things a lot. If you're following the trials and tribulations of Scott Bennett and what's been going on with him and how things have been moving, right? Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank you for your listenership. Remember, today is a grievance day. Grievance number 74 in the books by 11 o'clock California time. It's all about Gavin Newsom this time, the socialist governor of California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston, with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.